item number 11.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 contracts for the income maintenance and child care programs. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is an informational report just identifying our progress to date in negotiating for a new lease at Cox Center with Miles and the child care areas. We had a lease that we had 3-month extensions through 2010. And initially, you know, part of our challenge for 2011 is that the state had requested a number of major renovations that had to go through capital. And given the transition with the new governor, they have really kind of taken off the table a lot of those major initiatives, which would have did some major work in terms of the elevator on the back end, made that accessible, changed the entrance. There's still some other things they'd like to see, and I think we concur, such as more visible signs and directing people where they need to go, because we now have not only the income maintenance, which occupies the first and second floors, but then on the third floor we have the Aging Resource Center, we have a community support program, and the Disability Resource Center. So this is just an update on where we've identified there will be some changes in the contract. It is our hope that we will have a contract. We have a follow-up meeting coming up next week. And the state's interest is really to negotiate a contract for 1 year as opposed to several years. We were initially looking at a several-year contract because there were major capital investments. And I think the change is really as a result of the new administration, and they will then at some point come back after we get a contract for 2011, and we will be working on what their long-term intentions are with reference to the Cox building. So this is an informational report.
Okay. Supervisor Rice.
Is it too early to offer any comments regarding the relationship that you're having with the new leadership in the department, in the new administration? Any sense of the temperature rising or falling in our dialogue over there?
I don't know. Maybe Ms. O'Brien has some sense. But, you know, I had heard that there may be some discussion around whether it made some sense for the current county staff to be folded in to the statewide pension, that they're just looking at that. But, you know, other than that, we haven't seen any real changes, at least at our leadership level, of staff managers. They have made changes at the deputy level, in that we have seen, you know, new deputies. But we really haven't had kind of our first meeting yet. We'll be having that in about a week, and I think we'll have a better gauge of kind of the pulse of, you know, if they're looking at any real major changes in terms of how we're currently operating. Mm-hmm. We do have and did have some issues at the end of last year about whether the state, well, actually the county staff who work for the state were subjected to the same kind of issues regarding bumping within the classification as all other county employees. And, you know, they maintained that they were, their staff were exempt from any kind of issues, you know, when we had individuals that were being bumped. In a Corporation Council opinion, they indicated as long as they were county employees, you know, they were subjected to the same rules that we would normally apply. So I do think we've got some issues that we need to resolve there. Another big issue is sorting out when you have, like, the disaster calls where you have a number of individuals that come to COGS, who is really responsible for making sure that you have kind of an orderly progress in the building, that you don't have too many people in the building. Up to this point, the county staff, in fact, Mr. Teachins and operations have really kind of taken the lead, and the majority of those individuals have come as a result of state programs. However, they're in our building. So we are going to be sorting some of those issues out. And I think we've got some issues around IMSD charges that IMSD is coming up with some additional costs. But other than that, I don't know that we have, you know, any real sense of any other real major changes, unless you...
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Claire O'Brien. I'm a budget analyst with DHHS. And I think we had just highlighted in the report the major changes. The only items I wanted to mention that Ms. Liday didn't mention was the GA burials and the IDAP program, which you're aware the county runs these two programs. And we needed the assistance of the state because we needed the county staff to run the eligibility. And for 2010, we had in the contract a charge, pretty nominal charge for the GA burials eligibility assistance, and that's increasing for 2011. And for IDAP, they were doing the eligibility at no cost to us, and then in the 2011 contract, they're including a $100,000 charge to the county, which is just not fiscally, it's not going to be possible. So we're hoping to resolve some of these issues next week with them.
Supervisor Mayo? Supervisor Rice, you finished?
Yes, thank you. Is the rumor that making some maintenance is coming back to Milwaukee County?
I've not seen or heard anything that would lead me to believe that that would be the case. But here again, we're very early in the year. I think the new administration is just trying to get their arms around, you know, everything. I don't have any reason to believe that. But, you know, I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. There's nothing further on this item. This was an informational item. We will